By Aaron Hemans, local journalism initiative reporter. Content warning. This article contains details about residential schools. Please read with care for your spirit. Asterisk. The residential school survivor whose story sparked Orange Shirt Day and the Every Child Matters movement says she is worried the cause is being forgotten. Phyllis Webstead, founder and CEO of the Orange Shirt Society, told Indigi News she's noticed a growing number of public posters and government campaigns are instead focused on the recently adopted National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, NDTR. In 2013, Orange Shirt Day was born after she shared her childhood story of her new orange shirt, gifted to her by her grandma, being taken from her at age 6, on her first day at the St. Joseph's Mission in the early 1970s. Orange shirts, often bearing the motto Every Child Matters, have become a symbol honoring children who never returned home from residential schools, as well as survivors of the colonial institutions. For 11 years, September 30th has been marked across the country as Orange Shirt Day. Webstead's story has contributed to the discourse around the history of colonialism in Canada, particularly residential schools, where she recalls being sick, hungry, tired, lonely, bawling my eyeballs out, at age 6. 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds should not be comforting each other, and that was the case, Webstead, of St. Swejmcxgatem First Nation, Canoe Creek Indian Band, told Indigi News. I felt like I did not matter. In 2021, the Government of Canada officially recognized its first National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, a statutory holiday coinciding with Orange Shirt Day on September 30, an annual day to reflect on the country's harmful, ongoing legacy of colonialism. But despite the federal recognition, Webstead now worries people are forgetting about the purpose of the original annual event on that day. For instance, some posters and campaigns across the country only mention the statutory holiday, leaving out or downplaying Orange Shirt Day almost entirely. I don't want Orange Shirt Day to be forgotten, the 57-year-old said. It was started by a survivor. It needs to be respected, I need to be respected, and I don't feel I have that. She said she wishes campaigns around September 30th would honor both Orange Shirt Day and NDTR in their messages. It's not one or the other, it's both, she said. People think that it's being replaced. Even the Department of Canadian Heritage, when they put out their call for proposals for monies for September 30th, there was no mention of Orange Shirt Day. Canadian Heritage does not mention Orange Shirt Day on its funding program Call Out for National Day for Truth and Reconciliation, nor on its main homepage, where it highlights the statutory holiday. But the webpage for the September 30th holiday itself acknowledges both events occur on the same day, stating that Orange Shirt Day is an Indigenous-led grassroots commemorative day. A spokesperson for the federal department told Indigi News the holiday aligns with and builds on the work Webstead and her organization have done for more than a decade. We encourage all Canadians to wear orange to honor the thousands of survivors of residential schools, the spokesperson wrote in an emailed statement Friday. The orange shirt is a symbol of the stripping away of culture, freedom and self-esteem experienced by Indigenous children over generations. Asked about why Canadian Heritage did not include Orange Shirt Day in this year's funding program application, the ministry said it's in the process of updating language to reflect Orange Shirt Day, vowing to make the change before the program's launch in November. Webstead's concerns about Orange Shirt Day being downplayed don't just apply to the federal government, however. An internet search for Orange Shirt Day on Google instead brings results displaying National Day for Truth and Reconciliation first, with only a small thumbnail-sized image of an orange shirt. But a similar search for National Day for Truth and Reconciliation brings results stating it is still colloquially known as Orange Shirt Day. Other major search engines offered similar results favoring the official holiday over the ongoing event's origins. Vancouver Mayor Ken Sim issued an official city proclamation ahead of the statutory holiday, but nowhere in the page-long document is Orange Shirt Day mentioned. Sim's predecessor as mayor, Kennedy Stewart, equally did not reference Orange Shirt Day in his own 2022 proclamation. Meanwhile, the BC government's webpage for the NDTR statutory holiday encourages people to participate by wearing an orange shirt, but only mentions the occasion's origins as Orange Shirt Day after eight paragraphs, nearly halfway down the text. 2024 marks the 11th anniversary of Orange Shirt Day, the province notes, an important opportunity to open up dialogue on anti-racism and anti-bullying. For Webstead, as a survivor, the trend is becoming increasingly worrisome. One day, there will be no survivors left in Canada, Webstead said. I don't want Orange Shirt Day to be, what was that? She said she originally chose late September for Orange Shirt Day because it's the time of year when Canada took hundreds of thousands of Indigenous children from their homes and families, starting in the 1880s until the last residential school closed in the late 1990s. The early fall date also lets teachers plan lessons about residential schools after settling into each new school year, she explained. September made sense, Webstead said, because survivors do not like this time of the year. In 2015, she founded the Orange Shirt Society as a nonprofit, trademarking the phrase, "Every Child Matters." The organization sells orange t-shirts and other merchandise, with funds and donations going towards its growing public awareness campaigns. Survivors are adults, elders now, she said. But they were children when they were at these so-called backquote schools, they matter. And the slogan Every Child Matters also honored the students, who didn't come home, the missing children and unmarked burials, she said. They matter. Before parliamentarians passed Bill C-369, establishing National Day for Truth and Reconciliation as a statutory holiday, Webstead said the government had debated instead picking June 21, National Indigenous Peoples Day, as a new statutory holiday. But September 30 was later proposed instead, and that's when Webstead got involved, testifying about a potential September 30 official date, which was ultimately picked because September 30 is somber, it's not celebratory, she recalled. Orange Shirt Day is like Remembrance Day. You wouldn't say, I'm going to celebrate Remembrance Day, or Happy Remembrance Day, she added. Genocide is nothing to be happy about. Another ongoing concern for Webstead and others in the Orange Shirt Society is what they describe as the appropriation of their cause by merchandisers around the world. She described seeing Orange Shirt Day and Every Child Matters items for sale on popular online shops such as Etsy or Redbubble, from countries as far away as Vietnam. One survivor contacted her upset to have found online vendors selling their own versions of orange shirts with a fashionable spin. My 10-year experience being held captive, there was anything but fashionable, Webstead recalled. They just look at it as a moneymaker. They don't understand the history behind it, they see it as trending and popular. But the Orange Shirt Society has entered official partnerships with some major chains such as Walmart and Tim Hortons to sell merchandise honoring Orange Shirt Day. So Webstead is aware of some people's criticisms that the cause has become co-opted by companies. I know a lot of people get upset, they say it's commercialized, she said. But it's either that, or the Orange Shirt Society folds. Since the federal holiday was declared, several Indigenous scholars have shared their thoughts about government moves to memorialize colonialism's harms. In an Orange Shirt Day lecture the first year September 30 was also a statutory holiday, Yellowhead Institute research fellow Brock Batawinakwit said it's important to honor residential school survivors without ignoring current examples of colonialism. I can certainly see the importance of trying to make sure that legacy isn't lost, the Anishinaabe scholar from Whitefish River First Nation told an audience hosted by the Indigenous Environmental Justice Project in 2021. But he warned Canadians not to focus solely on events of the past. Having a holiday to commemorate residential schools, it's easier for Canadians, and the Canadian government who were in the position to create the national holiday or make it official, to apologize for things that are behind us historically. Leanne Batasamasake Simpson, Michisag Ignishnabeg author of As We Have Always Done, Indigenous Freedom Through Radical Resistance, said in a 2022 lecture that indigenous movements' priorities should be paramount, not governments. Within indigenous movements and within indigenous communities, looking at ways in Canada of organizing that were based on what communities, elders and indigenous folks thought were important, not what the state was telling us we needed to do, Simpson told the Oregon Humanities Center in 2022, adding there is a way of refusing reconciliation in the way that was being framed by the state. Patawinakwit, coordinator of York University's Indigenous Studies Program, noted there's no Indigenous Impoverishment Day or Indigenous Land Theft Day or one for child welfare, even though those issues are ongoing colonial traumas. It almost seems like an opportunity for colonizers to give themselves a pat on the back for caring about the consequences of what they did, he said, without actually having to do any redress. Looking toward the future of the Indigenous-led Orange Shirt Day campaign, Webstead said her nonprofit is planning ahead 2 years to honor the first cohort of children to graduate after receiving Orange Shirt Day education all the way from kindergarten through grade 12. People my age didn't learn what happened to us, she said. They didn't learn residential school history in school. I want the world to know, and Canada to know, that this graduating class is coming out, they've learned about what happened to us, and they have empathy. She believes these future leaders, both Indigenous and non-Indigenous, will create a different world than the one she grew up in, where she wasn't even treated like a human being. I'll never see reconciliation in my lifetime, she said. But we're on the path. The seed has been planted with these kids in school.